No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of No, Sir, I Don't Like It. I am Carmen Morales. I'm your host. Join me with me, as always, is Mr. Brian Vokey.
Sup, fuckers.
And today, our wonderful guest is Mr. Sean White.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I wasn't expecting you to say my name that way.
So. Sean White.
Sean White.
All right. That's like, seems like a French.
Yeah. Or, you're Orleans a delicacy.
Yo, thanks. I don't think delicacy was
all
what
French.
You meant. I think
all French people are delicate.
Very, very gonna, delicate.
You're trying to go with like delicate flour that you're like, yeah, let's just call them a food item. Yeah. Yeah. Just, I want to eat you up. Come here.
A little snail.
I don't know if you know this, but the premise of this podcast is for us to
promise?
Talk about things. Premise.
Oh.
Is we talk about shit we don't like.
Can we have a promise, too?
Yes. A promise.
You know what? I hate promises.
Yeah, promises,
like,
promises.
Promise bracelets. Actually, promise rings I do hate, because that was like one of the dumbest ideas in middle school, to just give someone like the ring with the hearts or whatever, and if you... You know, like they do.
Is that a virginity thing?
I think so. I think some people use it for other stuff, because I'm pretty sure
it's supposed to be like a pre-engagement ring.
You know? Right.
A pre-engagement ring, too. It's like a promise that I'm going to marry you. So you don't...
Oh, I thought it was a promise to God.
Isn't that what an engagement ring is for? Is the promise that I'm going to marry you?
Yeah.
It's just another way for women to weasel jewelry out of you.
That I'm going
to
promise...
Not only that, it's another way for fucking diamond companies to... sell diamonds to fucking dudes trying to chase
women. I don't think
there
are a lot of diamonds in middle school promise rings.
I don't know if you know this, Carmen grew up very rich.
Yeah.
Very rich.
No.
She's like, y'all didn't have diamonds?
A Beverly Hills.
But no,
like,
still,
oh yeah, I had my emerald promise ring I was given from the temple.
It's still a shiny rock that you're training women into thinking that that's supposed to be the thing.
Oh, I was
they
just
get.
Thinking of the metal, like, hands holding a heart with a crown on it.
Oh, and is then, that like, specifically a promise ring?
Yeah, and then it, like, something like every once in a while, if you're like, is that a promise ring? They'll be like, yeah, and then they'll give you the full explanation.
Right.
And it's really hard to tune out when they keep coming at you with it, but it's like, supposedly, if you have it faced a different direction, it means something different.
Oh, wow.
It's like gays with their handkerchiefs.
I don't know.
You don't know about that?
No, that sounds like a conspiracy.
No, no, it's a real, dude, it's great.
Big gay coming in with their handkerchiefs.
No, no, no. It's a beautiful thing, and it's, I wish the straight world had this. It's color coordinated handkerchiefs to let you know what you're into. So in your back pocket, you got green, red, black.
Oh, they should have chosen a different pocket. That's where normal gang handkerchiefs go.
I know.
You can't. What do red and blue mean?
Bloods and Crips.
I'm into blood. That's,
I'm into blood.
I'm into
and I'm into cripples.
I was going to say fucking a crypt, but apparently
cripples.
You can go with old dead leg. How could you tell if someone's in a wheelchair what flag they have? Would they have to like put that like even further out?
Well, they might just have it up like a flag, like on the back of the
a
wheelchair.
Literal
flag. Like one of those racing grocery carts that has
exactly.
Like a flag on top. So I can find it in this busy parking lot. You see this racing stripe on this grocery cart?
I promise to God I will not have sex until I'm married. That's what a promise ring is
originally for. Oh, man. Yeah, that's annoying.
I'm saving my virginity for you. Here's a ring, as I think what it's supposed to do.
Wow. Ring. Have you guys ever fucked with a chick with a promise ring?
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't really look at her hands too much.
Boom.
Touché.
Boom.
Touché.
That's a real man. That's a real man right there. Hands?
I did sleep with a chick one time with one hand.
She had one hand?
Yeah. Well, she was missing one. She only had one, yeah.
She had
the rest of her arm? Just the hand?
Do you know the origin behind the wrist?
I think.
Wristy? Do you call her wristy?
I think she always had like a coat over. She's very self-conscious about it. She was gorgeous, which is what was weird. She was like tattooed, like Harlequin tattooed, like diamonds all the way down her sides. Like, she was great. But and she was a bartender. And then every time I told someone, they're always like, how do you bartend with one hand? And I never even thought to test it.
Yeah.
But she did tell me when she was cutting lemons one time and she cut her nub and it, like, bled a lot or something. Well, I mean, I assume.
Yeah, scar tissue bleeds.
I don't know if nubs bleed more than regular.
I think it's the scar tissue. It's like in Nate Diaz in UFC, like his eyes bleed because his eyebrows are one big scar. So I think the nub bleeds like Nate Diaz's face.
The gut just gushes. Gushes out.
Fair enough.
So you don't know how she lost it, though? Was it a bartending accident?
No. I think she was
just, chops those lemons like a beast.
I think she was just born missing a hand or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was trying to fuck her, so I wasn't going to be like, so tell me about the nub. Like, yeah. I was, you know, you're
avoiding right.
talk.
Like, I didn't know it was just a one night stand. I thought maybe you had a little thing.
She obviously was self conscious because she always had like a coat on it. And in all of her photos, that, because like, I think it was like Tinder or Bumble or whatever, where I met her like years and years and years ago. She always had her hand missing in the photo. Like, so it was always
like a hardcore singer.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so like you didn't know. And then I met her and she's like, I'm missing her hand. I'm like, I don't care. Like, is the rest of it there? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like,
your voice for her was very unattractive. I'm missing a hand.
Kermit the Frog. You know, it was fun.
You got any gripes with ladies that you date?
No, I don't like. I have gripes with people that talk too much about the ladies that they date on stage specifically. Like when that's a gripe that I have is people
who
do nothing but talk about relationship stuff. Like I was a guy who comes up and does a joke about all these women are dumb or all these women that he's dated are crazy or whatever, or when they don't make them separate people, and
right?
So they just list a whole bunch of awful things that have happened. Like, so each.
So they
one
make
thing,
one. They collectively make the worst woman.
Yeah, and you're like, that's not a real. But also, why are you talking so much shit about them? They were nice enough to fuck you. Like, what do you? I don't know. Like, they were nice enough to talk to you in the first place. Why do you think you're so much better than these people? I don't know. Maybe they just have too much self esteem. But it's that. And then like when people
you
do
not like my comedy.
people do like it's fine. No,
it's fine.
I know,
I suck.
I don't even remember you talking about that kind of stuff. But let's take like a lady who come up to all jokes about that are in reference to how men define her, and,
right?
And it's like, well, it sounds like that's how you view yourself a little bit. You could take that standard out of it if you want,
right?
You know? So that's a gripe, I guess.
Yeah.
And I would say the one thing. That does bug me is when I am dating somebody and then they're totally cool with me smoking at first, like they'll see me, we'll talk outside of a bar with me smoking and
right.
I'll leave conversations and say, I'm going to go smoke now. You know what I mean? Like it's a good way to not bug somebody too much also. And then a few weeks later of dating, then suddenly like it's, could you not smoke in the car?
Because, in your car?
In my own car. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know? Like, and then it just goes, like, further until eventually
so they don't even address it until it shouldn't even be an issue anymore. Like, that's something you should open with. Hey, by the way, I don't smoke, so,
just
like,
don't agree to the date if you really don't like smoking.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm going to taste like. Like, what is wrong with you?
But then again,
is that your Tinder bio?
You know what I'm
going to taste like.
That's actually my new TV show I'm pitching. You know what I taste like.
But then again, I'm being on the
sassy
other side
postal
of that.
Worker.
On the other side of that,
yelling
like,
at stamps.
I've dated somebody where
put you upside down planes.
I want to be cool with them smoking, but like over time, it's like fuck, man, like all the time, and it's like an addict. It's like really gonna do heroin all the time, like you know what I mean? Like it's silly, but I still have those thoughts sometimes because it's still like
did you
fuck.
Not do heroin in the car?
Come on, it's my car. I'll do heroin the fuck I please.
Goddamn controlling bitch.
Well, it's like it starts with that, and then it starts to get more and more and more. And
more
so,
things.
Like, it's like first it's that, then it's like it's only a matter of time before they pull away and are like, could you like brush your teeth, use mouthwash before we like make out or something? And I'm like,
See, I've never cared. Right. I liked like, enough ashtrays. I think it's fine.
This is what they do,
but they're fine with it for a certain amount. Like, if you started off that way and were like, maybe have them at first. Then I would be like, all right, well, that's a standard that you're setting right now, and we're going to go with it. But if you go like a few weeks later, something like, I got to change this routine now. I got to carry Listerine around with me for something that you said was okay for me before.
I feel like this is what people do in relationships, and I think a lot of people attribute this to women, but I think men and women both do this. Is what they do is they are attracted to you for who you are and then try to change you into something they're no longer attracted to, and then they hate you. And it's like
I think that's what you do, isn't that what you do?
I see people do this all the time. I don't try to change people. I just drop off the face of the earth.
I think it's different. I've noticed that I think a lot of women. I've done this sometimes, but not all the times. It's you're attracted to who somebody could be. You're attracted to their potential. You know what I mean? Especially when women love fixing. You know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Women love fixing. Right, so yeah. It's like, oh, he's almost perfect for me. If I could just fix this and this and that, which are major parts of their personality.
I just think that what attracted you to me in the first place, example woman, is that sounded so fucking hateful, but I just meant what attracted you to
me. That sounds like the worst superhero ever.
Example woman.
I can't think of a time. Because someone call example woman.
Right. All you're doing is pissing on the fire. That's when I feel it. And then all of a sudden it's extinguished and you're in this boring relationship that revolves around Netflix. That sounded way too specific.
It sounds like my last relationship is what it sounded like.
After being through like divorce and everything else like that, I don't know. I have no problems now, but not even getting to that point. So like, by the time like it even gets to the Netflix level, I'm already going, I don't think this is gonna work. I'm gonna go. Like I don't know. I'll leave in the middle of a date. Like, and I've done that. I've done that multiple times where just like second they get up, go to the bathroom. If it's not working, I'm just gonna pay the tab. And then when they come back, I just go, "Sorry, it was nice meeting you, but I gotta go ahead and get out of here. You have a good night. Thank you.
I have a divorce under my belt.
I don't have time for this shit.
Basically, a relationship genie.
All I know is letting this go too far, playing chicken with relationships, only ends up with a 6 month to a year court battle. And look, God bless. There's no reason for me to waste any of your time. I would rather be alone than try to fake it with somebody or give a shit about what you want me to be when I would rather have somebody who appreciates what I want to be.
Right.
Like, and wants me to find out what the best me is, not make me the best me that they want.
I think it takes time for people to figure that shit out, too, because, like, I think it's taken me this long to realize, like, oh, you just like a person and let them be themselves and coexist with them. Like,
I know, but then by that point you're old, and who wants to date an old person?
Plenty of old people date old people.
I'm just kidding. Seriously.
I'm going serious on this one. The age range of women I've dated since I got here has gone up 10 years, like easily, and it's like they look fantastic.
Well, Los Angeles specifically is pretty. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
yeah, and they think they're on the way out, so it's like. Right.
And you scoop them up and you're like, you tell them they're still like, pretty, and then they
because
just...
Because I believe it. Because they actually are. Yeah. Like, but the problem is everyone around here goes, "You're old." And they go like, "No." And I'm just like, "No, you're good, babe. Come
here. Come here.
Don't you worry about a thing. Get on over here.
Dude, the last
thing... Oh, no. Get over here. Yeah.
The rest of this podcast is just you guys making sounds. Come here, mom.
Sir, I don't like it. Oh, who's coming outside by the horse post? It's Farmer Tom.
Come here, babe. I got a handful of plums. Oh, I know this character. Let's get into it.
The moon is the only good white man left, and he rides off.
The moon?
Oh, shit.
Dude, the last date I went on with a girl I didn't know before, it wasn't a
friend or
online date.
It was
like a blind date set up between friends. This is how much of a psycho I am. I thought it'd be really funny to shave in the middle of the date. So
the fact that you tried to run a gag during the
I know.
It's pretty funny, though, I think.
And she's like,
but only after. You must know that's only funny after or from a third-person perspective, from the second-person perspective of, who is this guy? Like,
he's dead on.
Shaves in the middle of a date.
I don't know.
Sean nails it. No, I like...
Would she get scared? Like, how will...
She's like, did you shave? And I was like, no.
Oh, my God. That's even funnier. That's even funnier.
And yes, she's like, he was going for funny now, not funny.
I know.
That's the problem.
That's why I'm a psycho. No, and you know how many personal relationships...
I'm building memories.
You know how many personal relationships I've destroyed when there's nobody in the world in on the joke except for me? That's so stupid. No, sir, I don't like my brain.
Well, it's because it's like just the same, like somebody gets arrested and they go to jail, like, oh, get a bit out of it. Like, you're still making
bits.
Yeah,
but this is not, I've never talked about this on stage.
It doesn't matter. Your brain is still broken like a comedian. You're just like, this is going to be funny later when I tell somebody.
I know. It's going to be so funny when I eat like my roommate's like lunch for work. You know, he's going to be so pissed.
It's going to be funny.
Yeah, he's so funny when he's mad. I love it.
That's not a joke, though. Going like, oh, he's so funny when he's pissed. Like, that's
just a bite, though. Not the whole thing. Just a bite out of it.
That's just enough.
He's still going to get
just
his
enough
lunch.
It doesn't matter how many bricks you pull out of a building. If it's a load-bearing one. That's still a fucking problem. That fucking Jenga. If you pull a rock, you keep going for bottom blocks. You've got to, like,
you're right.
Shoot for the middle.
I got to say, this guy's smart.
You can put it on top.
He's right. Can I have therapy with you? I'll give you
No. You spend the whole time doing obvious shit where we're like, wait, you knew that was going to go wrong. Therapy isn't going to help you already realize what you already realized.
But I still think it could also be that he hopes he finds a woman that's like, that's pretty funny. I know you shaved, but fuck you, that's funny.
He's going to hope he's going to find a woman that what's going to happen, either A, he's going to die alone.
Yeah.
Which I,
by the way, we all die alone. I don't know if you guys know that, but we all die alone.
Yeah, okay,
actually,
fine.
This is my newest bit. Can I go into it?
He's going to live alone. No, I already had a bit on that. I'm already past this phase.
What was your take?
My take was are you sure? Because the opposite is taking everyone with you, and then I branch away from that into why destination instead of destination weddings, having destination funerals.
Right. My take was that if you don't die alone, then you definitely had a horrific death, because the only people who don't die alone died in like a
right. Well, that's
like
what
a
I want.
Terrorism.
That's what I wanted to do with my body is throw it into the turbine in on the like vacation, and so then it were like if with any luck I would take the turbine out and then we'd all go
right.
And then it would.
And you don't die alone.
Misery loves company.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And turns out it's still the same thing when you die.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how. I mean, yes,
and
I'm
if I'm already
alone,
dead, I might as well like die naturally and then get a second death that's like a big explosion. Like, who gets two deaths?
That's
pretty
that's true. So he's either going to die alone, or what about what was the other thing?
It doesn't matter.
What other thing?
We got what we needed. Let's move on. Let's move on. We made a little list here of things Sean doesn't like, and we're just going to consult this list real quick because there's not any Carmen segues right now.
The next one on the list is something Carmen calls lunks.
Nobody's
heard
of this.
You can just explain it. What happens? So you've been going to the gym.
Yeah, it's where you're just trying to zone out and just focus on how, not thinking about how, like,
yeah, you're not going
you're
to the gym
you're,
to make
you
know, friends.
Try not to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And, then there's always somebody that's next to you on a machine that every single time they lift, like every single time they have to like completely let go of the equipment at the top of it. So it always slams the weights like they have to do. It's so loud, just the metal on metal.
Yeah.
That no matter how loud your headphones are, it goes through them. It just disrupts whatever thought process you're trying to do. So you don't pay attention to the fact that you're look like an idiot working out. You know?
Right.
Like, and so it's they constantly like, but then you think, okay, that's just once. Fine, let's get back into our mental space. And then they end up doing it like again and again and again until they stand
it's almost
up
like
and go,
they wonder-
ah, I'm done. And you're like, you didn't do it. All you did was throw weights. You didn't lift them.
Yeah.
You dropped them.
Yeah.
What's wrong with like? And they'll be like wearing jeans or something. And then like, or they'll do that five times and then text like on the machine. And you're like, get out of here.
Leave.
Just go. I don't. Why do you pay X amount a month to text here? Like, I don't even get reception. Like, what sort of carrier is that? Like,
it's a douche carrier.
Yeah.
I want to go to a place where your carrier doesn't have service. Like, does this 24-hour fitness service Sprint? I don't have time for that shit.
They're just dropping metal on metal. That's the worst sound.
I think
sound.
It's because they've been so annoying that nobody will spot them to help them drop them. Yeah. You can't even,
they
don't have the strength
they don't
to
even
drop
need.
Them.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't even need someone to spot you on these. They're literally just walking up to the people on normal machines and going, wah!
That's like 200 years of technology developed just so you don't have to do that bullshit.
Right. Yeah. And I know in their head they're probably like, whatever, it's metal, man. And it's like, no, but they're also, there are gears. There are pulleys, and it's
loud.
It's a sophisticated.
Like, this is actually equipment. This is like that's not like you just look at a car, and go, it's just fucking metal, man. It's like
it still doesn't mean you should slam it into shit. Like,
yeah,
there's also this thing called other people.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're familiar with
that.
I
think that's what it is. Is sometimes people go to the gym and think it's their gym. Mm-hmm. And they forget that they're paying to go to a place with other people.
It's a public space or shared. Kind of semi-public space.
Yeah, it's a members-only space.
I'm trying not to look at the ridiculously ripped people that make make you feel bad about your forearms. Even.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like, you're like, I didn't even know you could have a muscle there.
Yeah, like you'll see somebody was like, gee, like somebody
that's my
like,
only muscle.
I know you'll see like some women there that actually like have created ridiculous thighs out of straight muscle.
Uh-huh.
That you're just like, well, that's where you come from. Like when you see them in the videos, and then like you like a music, be like, they're like, I didn't know. Oh, you're here.
You work. That
shit. Yeah, that's not an implant. That is fucking real.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Look like a horse.
Well, yeah.
Person, horse person, minotaur,
a hilf.
That's a hilf.
There, that's a horse I'd like to fuck.
Hell yeah! Got a handful of oats for you.
Racist Tom comes back around. What are y'all talking about? Talking about fucking horses.
I was in San Luis Obispo doing shows last weekend, and I got really high, and I was staring at a field of horses. And you know how they twitch flies away with their muscles? Yep. I was like, this is where twerking came from. Yeah. These horses are twerking right in front of us. And I was trying to play Nicki Minaj and record them, but I couldn't get it.
I'll be honest, it's not really like a gripe, but it actually is. If I have anything close to like an irrational fear, it's horses.
I'm
like,
terrified
that
of horses.
Really?
Like, I would never have looked long enough to see that twitch. I would have been like, you flexing at me? I got to get out of here. Like, because there's like all these like southern stories of like, you got kicked in the head. Now he's retarded.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
No. Like, I don't know what it is. I just know one leg could make me dumb for the rest of my life. And they got four.
At best.
They got four.
At best, you're retarded.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think that'd be the worst.
Those are happiest
people on
earth.
Mentally unaware of how dumb you are, like getting kicked like drool heavy.
Yeah.
Like,
but you, I don't. Would you realize that? I don't know that you would.
I don't think you
that.
Would, man.
I know that's why it sounds even more awful. Is you don't even know what you're missing. Yeah, you'd be happy with it. That's. Yeah. Then you're the one everyone around town goes, give him a cookie. He's cute. He shits in the street. But he's, you know.
So nice you're guy. In a life where you get to shit in the street and people give you a cookie for it and you're happy when this is your biggest fear?
Yeah, that sounds
like. That sounds
like,
awesome.
It sounds
every
like
every time
it
I shit in the street,
worse.
I get in trouble.
Well, I don't know. I think
it sounds like it would be worse if you remembered how smart you were and you could no longer be that. I think that, like, being aware of.
Well, yeah, that
what's been taken away from you.
That's Alzheimer's is also one of the scariest things for me because of that. Because you just wake up one day and you go, wait a minute.
Who?
Oh, no. Like one day you wake up and you're fine and you remember. Yeah. And then one day you wake up and you have no idea. And then you could wake up again and go like, oh, God, I can't believe that I did that. You know, like that's got to be.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That is the worst. That's way worse than like all of a sudden being given a cookie to
silly.
Shit in the street.
Oh, for
sure.
But I mean, one is a disease or genetic thing. And one is a thing that I can actually walk away from. So I'm going to physically walk away from the horse every time.
Yep.
I've never understood why someone looked at the one and went, I wish I can ride that.
I think it's the same difference.
So weird.
Horses are moody, too.
Don't fucking say
what?
That. Oh, God. It's like Comics Unleashed.
I know. Oh, she does this. But we can acknowledge it on the podcast verbally. Carmen, another one of her shoehorn segues. Fucking Byron Allen bullshit.
I'm way smoother than Byron Allen.
No,
Byron
you're
Allen.
Not.
Yes, I am.
You just did exactly what he does.
The thing is,
no, I didn't. It would have been
smooth
if you would have just
then,
been
like,
don't.
Look at you and smile slowly.
I know.
Yeah. She goes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Sean, I hear there's a saying you don't like.
It's a bit without a bit. Well, see, that's shitty Byron Allen things. I just said the thing that he doesn't like, and then he goes into it. That's way smoother than, so, how do you feel about macaroni and cheese?
Have you done Comics Unleashed?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's still on, I just found out.
Is it really? Yeah.
Can you do? I didn't know you could still do
Yep, it's a thing. I would love to do it, and I would just want to bring
I
him,
love
like,
going out with comics who have all done it.
Yeah. On, just right there.
Yeah. Lather up. That would be a place to do those pranks.
Yes, it makes more
not
sense.
Not my love life.
Not, yeah, like, maybe a Chili's isn't the place to pull this.
I don't know, I enjoy the
Peruvian
stories
restaurant.
Of him failing. It's really fun.
What's up?
I enjoy the stories of him
Whoa,
failing.
Whoa, who said
like
I failed?
What do you mean?
I didn't say I failed. I never said the outcome of that relationship. I did fail, but I never told you that.
I
don't like
did.
That.
Yeah.
I don't like
you
that you
I don't like the insinuation that me shaving in the middle of a date might not have ended up with us fucking. Like, of course it didn't end that way. I felt that was a valid interpretation. However, maybe calling it failed. I don't know. I think he succeeded pretty well at what he was trying to do.
I think the bit. He succeeded at the bit.
I just don't think he was trying to have a relationship. I don't think
he succeeded at the bit.
Yeah.
But he didn't succeed at the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. My point
oh,
is
we're all on
just
the same
like
page.
He yeah just so like he likes when he
it's
thinks it's funny
same
when his friend
thing.
It's the same difference dude
it's the same
no,
difference
it's not same it's not okay this is what she's trying to shoehorn it's I hate the phrase same difference because it's combining same thing and no difference.
Is this a regional thing, or is it people say it all
I,
over?
I so you've never heard people say same difference?
No, I have, but I've only heard it in the South.
Okay, I have heard it. I mean, it's a mistake. so they shouldn't be saying it anywhere. Like, so it's I have heard it in the north, in the west, and
you've heard it all over
multiple places. And it's like, yeah. It's just a bastardization of the two phrases, and they're lazy. And
what are the two phrases?
No difference. Like, there's no difference between that and same thing. It's the same thing, man. And instead they go, yeah, same difference. And you're like, okay, so there's two differences then, which requires at least four things that you're comparing, right. Or like at least the only way you could have two then in that case was if there was two differences, which only would work if it was two either math problems or two separate comparisons. And it's not.
It's an oxymoron.
So it's most certainly not the same thing, because now you're definitely saying there's a difference and that there are two of them. That's something that drives me
do you,
crazy.
Have you told somebody on the spot that you hated that
yes,
they said
my,
that?
My brother actually used to say that all the time, and then he would do it intentionally because he knew how mad it made me, and because I would flip out and like attack him in the car or whatever. He would say it. It was just something that just triggered
me. So this
me.
Is lifelong.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Because, wow. But then because he knew that I would get mad, he would continue. That's it made it worse, you know?
Just like eating somebody's lunch. And that's what I'm saying. Just like him doing that bit on a date, that to me is funny.
So four, like you're saying, like 4 minus 1 and 6 minus 3 is the same difference. Is that what you were saying earlier? There is a way to say it that makes sense?
Yes.
Thank you.
I was like, is there a trick here?
Is he
trying to throw me a curveball?
No, not at all.
4 minus 1 shit.
Nope. That was a change.
I didn't come on this podcast for math. Who's this math cat?
You want to bring out the Southern in a boy, put a math problem on.
What is that?
No!
That's how you supposedly find out where somebody's really from, what their natural voice is.
When they get upset?
Well, no, when you deprive them of sleep for days, then let them sleep, and then wake them up suddenly. Whatever language they scream in.
I did that on a date one time.
I kept in my basement for days. And then when she fell asleep,
I straddled her.
Bitch, you gotta go. Get out of here. There's a crazy man in the house. I know, it's you. Shut up.
He's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you're British.
Oh, there we go. No, that's how they used to find out if somebody was a spy. If they suspected you of it, they would keep you awake for a long time and then see what language you really spoke.
Oh.
Wait to see if you're really Russian or German.
Interesting.
Same difference.
See, like the first time I couldn't muster the anger, and now it's like sitting there, like,
yeah. See, I'm good at bringing out the anger in the guests by just saying horrible, dumb things. I've made so many guests mad with my input.
Really mad or like fun mad?
Oh, none of these people have real feelings.
I can't imagine someone being mad.
Oh, see,
you.
Now I know what you're doing. You're mustering my anger.
Ooh.
same difference.
Can I cut the mustard?
Oh, you know, have you ever... Sean. So, Sean, have you ever run into these people who will put a trash can on their sidewalk to save a parking spot?
Or just in the street.
I've
seen a
caught
cone.
Them. I've seen it constantly, where almost every week, or I guess whenever people take their garbage out, I don't know.
It's weekly.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's weekly. And it's one time on a date. But I've never actually seen it, but it's always like half the parking spaces on my street will be gone from where people put all three garbage cans in a row in the parking space. And like they could block their own like number part, you know, like the white part that has their number that you're not supposed to technically park in that space. Like they could put them there, but instead they line them up after that number so they can still see where they live. Just in case they forgot their own fucking apartment number.
Or in case somebody else is visiting and they still need to find it.
Why? You can still tell. Like, there's numbers on the wall. Like, who's checking the curb?
I love it.
When you're driving by, you drive real slow. Like, I gotta... 77. Like, keep
you
going.
Paid over the curb and somebody just never goes home again. How'd you end up homeless?
Well, I couldn't find it. I googled it and it took me to Missouri.
All the curbs went blank one day.
The day the curbs died.
Exactly. People just take up parking spots in the weird, like they'll put cones in front of your car after you park there. That happens to me every day almost in front of my house. This guy puts a cone and I'm like, I don't care. You don't own this. Also, I think the fucking valet parking spots and a lot of these in Hollywood, I think they're making it up. Like they put their valet thing in front of a parking spot with a meter and then they tell you you can't park there. And I'm like, who says I can't park here? There's no sign.
There's
I just
sign
imagine you
valet.
Driving through that podium going like, tell me I can't park here. Just
last night, Christian.
That's all it is a podium with wheels. And I just
know.
Fill a key.
It's bullshit.
Just knocking it over.
Christian rolled up my window and then put the window locks on and drove me away from a valet guy last night. This comic, I was because I was yelling at him about this. I was like, this isn't real. You're making this up. You're telling me I can't park here, but there's a meter here. You don't own this. My taxes pay for this spot. And that's when Christian was like, oh, he's ringing up my taxes. I'm going to drive him away.
I got to go. I got to drive. Well, the thing was, is in my old neighborhood, it was 4 days of street sweeping. So there was more days of street sweeping than non-street sweeping. It was Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah, so I only had Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday off. Okay.
In L.A.?
In L.A. In yeah, over where I lived before. That whole area, it was Monday,
oh,
Tuesday.
Oh, that's an anti-homeless thing.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
That'll teach those homeless. Yeah. We're going to clean these streets physically.
We're going to whip a bunch of rocks out of the road onto the side of the road. Because that's what that shit does. You ever been standing next to a street sweeper, you'll lose an eye.
Yeah. So just, it's
I don't know if that's a direct correlation. Have you ever seen a street sweeper? Not anymore. I seen two. I'm fucking done.
Dude, that's
now I don't see anything.
They had a meeting.
You only see two street sweepers.
They're like, let's whip rocks at these homeless people.
Can you imagine the guy in that, like, I'm just driving a giant toothbrush to sit there? Knocking out homeless as a girl, like, just singing to himself. I got a city job. That's every main star of every like sitcom is like
I know.
Idiot with a city job and a beautiful wife for some reason.
Yeah. Way too beautiful wife.
So I had,
who's a Scientologist.
That was the thing, is it was 4 days of street sweeping, and then Wednesday was trash day. So it was literally my whole week was fucked. Because then Wednesday, everybody would park like an asshole, and there would be like 19 trash cans in all valid parking spots. So I would be like, no, fuck you. And I would move all of their trash cans out to the middle of the road and park behind them.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, I do that.
Well, fuck see, you. But I don't mind it.
Or
if
put them
you
up
do
on the
that
curb.
Yourself, God bless. But there's when people do that after you've parked, that does bother me. When like I've parked and then suddenly still, I come out and there's three garbage cans sitting right like onto the left side or like the street sign of my car where I can't get out. And it's like, I have to move your garbage. I'm not moving them back. Like, I'm not going to put them back into my park, the spot I was in. I'm just going to move them into your driveway and block your drive. Like, you, fuck you. Like, don't block my car in with garbage. That's literally like, I put my recycling out in front of you. I care about the environment, but fuck this guy. Like, make any, like,
Dude, this town makes you, like, just hate people.
And Priuses. It makes you hate Priuses.
Yes.
I have never been almost killed by, like, I'm saving the earth, but I'm taking everyone out I can on the way. Like, fucking drive a little, like, I've never seen so many, like, I feel so good that I'm helping people with this car, but if you fucking get in front of me, I swear to God. Like, they just swerve. Like, just across, like, six lanes. I've almost been hit when walking, like, 17 times this week just by Priuses that are just like, hold on, I gotta do a U-turn.
And
why?
You can't hear those motherfuckers
why
either.
Why didn't... Well, that makes them a better predator, I guess.
Yeah, silent killers,
man. Can't even hear the Prius, the street Prius, urban model.
They're
comes
like
for
the,
you.
The felines of the road.
Up behind. Whips around, it found prey. And there were no emissions.
They could run up to 70.
And there were no emissions.
Doesn't matter if you're downwind from a fucking Tesla. It's coming.
Yeah, I don't like the arrogance that goes along with the Prius. Like, people like genuinely think.
Are we still in that era? Like, because it seems like Prius has been around so long that.
That
is
now,
there really
that
a personality
every
type?
Asshole has one. Yeah, well, yeah, bad drivers is the personality that I'm assigning to it now. Like, I used to think, oh, like, oh, that's, look at you having enough money to care about the environment. Now, it's like, no, you're just an ass. I think if I see you in a Prius, I assume you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, and not for the, like, say the environment yuppie kind of way. I just think you're just inconsiderate. Like, it's so weird that you're trying to be, you think, it's like people who voted for Barack Obama then think they could be racist later.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's like, well, I was nice to Mother Earth, so you're getting all my negativity, buddy.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't you just not be an asshole? Like, you could just not put yourself in front of others at their expense. It's really not that hard.
Apparently, it's impossible. The best drivers in this town are the old 80s Toyota scrapper trucks that are built up with the iron walls that have all the cardboard in them, because 9 out of 10 times those cars aren't even registered.
Yeah.
I have actually had one of those trucks when I was in Chicago. I was parked in a turn lane about to take waiting for the light, and then one of those giant those trucks took a right like too sharply. And all of its contents flew out.
No
and
way.
It's turning like towards me. So like all the shit that fell out of it, the momentum of it's killing it right towards my car. And I'm just sitting there stuck in the light going, no, 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 no. And it goes, it's just random metal chunks. Yeah, like all like, the shit that we that of anything to fly off of anything. Don't throw random metal shards.
It's the worst Nickelodeon challenge ever.
Like, don't get slimed. Don't get slimed. You got metaled. It's like,
you got an iron rod in your eye.
What'd you walk by a street sweeper?
Dude, the cities are so violent, man. It's just hurling metal and fucking rocks getting pitched at you. It's brutal out here, man.
I'll take that over stars and clean air any day.
Oh shit. That's one thing I do appreciate about LA is that the bowl that we're in, like, you know, famously keeps all the smog in. I think a city should have to breathe their own air. Because, like, Canada has such shitty air quality because of Detroit and Buffalo and the Rust Belt. It all goes into Canada. And, like, you'll be in, like, a pristine city like fucking Quebec City. It's beautiful. And then it's just covered in brown American smog.
Wow.
And I think you should have to breathe your air.
I didn't know you could outsource smog. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, wind patterns.
Well, you can.
Right?
First off, that's some of the nuclear radiation from the last Japanese nuclear
explosion. Fukushima.
Came our way. Like specifically here uh-huh. to Los Angeles and mm-hmm. was in some of the water and stuff like that. Then there's also in Hong Kong, the skies are always gray, like never, almost ever blue. Like it's always a gray, and it's from all the factories in Shenzhen, like the Foxconn yep. factory stuff. I get the one that everyone's like, well, they're killing themselves.
The nets, yeah.
They're also killing everybody around them. You know what the fuck do they give those nets that I was always pissed about? They're not at the top. They're at the bottom of the building.
So you get to fall.
They're at the bottom. Like they, but so they, yeah, the nets don't save you.
No, because you still die a heart attack on the way
down. Oh, you don't make a mess.
But you actually, even if you live through the fall, the hit onto that net still kills you. It's just a bunch of fucking, like, you still die.
So it's just a body catcher.
Yes. It's actually, it is specifically there to prevent people from jumping off the roof and hitting other workers when they land. It's so that
so they're
the
still
doors
cool with them
can
dying.
Still be open.
Wow. They're just not cool with them taking other people
in a way
out.
That's kind of nicer.
Well, I think a lock on the roof would have been nicer. Like, I think that might be a little
I
bit.
I mean, if we're really going to talk entertain nicer, like, yeah. Just pay them what they're worth.
Yeah.
Just, well, they're comparatively to anything they can get anywhere else, they are. KFC technically has the lowest paying job in all of Hong Kong. These people are actually being treated much better and supporting an entire family off of that salary. So, relatively, it's our industrial revolution. They're doing it, and they're making like all the sons go off to the big city to make it in the factory.
Yeah.
That's what they're fucking doing. It's the same thing that we did.
Yeah, of course.
It's the exact same goddamn thing. And they're supporting entire families with remittances that they get from that. So it's not like they don't willingly go. They're not put into slavery to go there. And there's actually been a lot of resources. Like, the conditions aren't actually that bad. Despite the people are doing killing themselves, not always because they're overworked, but also because they missed their family. And the way the government structure works, you can't exactly complain. Like,
well,
you can't.
Yeah, I mean, modern slavery is more of an economic thing. It's not like, it's not like Amistad. But,
oh, right, but we have that justice. But we're just
of course
as much
we
in
do.
Any form of modern slavery as anything else. This is a 30-year mortgage we've been fucked. That's the whole point, is and our entire economy is based around what is literally just a process to make sure we can never actually go on strike. Like, that's why it was created. And that's why we keep having it.
That's true. Sean White.
Sean White.
Let's get him an AM talk show.
And the seven signs of evil.
Same difference.
I don't like
God
it.
God damn it.
You know what's funny?
It won't go by me. I hear it every time. It's like nails on a chalk. It's like touching foam. Like, it's like it makes my skin just go,
That's like touching other people for me does that.
Okay, well, you know, I can see where these dates are going. That's
Dude, it's the same. I
can't touch you, so I gotta shave.
You know what's funny though is when we were making a list of things we didn't like, I just said Chinese as a joke, and then we ended up talking about China.
Well, isn't that nice? Bless your heart.
How serendipitous! There was something that you were talking about earlier, which is when, and I almost like I thought about it when he was talking about China as like somebody like wanting to look something up in the middle of a conversation. For instance, if I wanted to look up that net thing, and then I dip out of this conversation and I go look it up, and then wherever you are in your conversation, I interrupt it and go, actually this.
Well, see, that's the thing. You could do that, and you know, and that doesn't really happen to me very often. I don't really mind that because what do they call it? I'm right. So you could look it up, and I've actually I used to date somebody who looked up everything.
Oh,
and,
this
like,
is...
and every time I ever said anything that it turns out wasn't true, she told me. She told me later. Like, she would just come back and go, oh, by the way, I looked this up, and that is, it's back, it's this. So I got very used to, like, learn what you're going to do beforehand and get really
getting
used to...
Getting fact-checked all the time.
Right.
Yep, and getting real. But I honestly, I would rather know the truth instead of espousing bullshit. Like, I'm better at like, foreknowing more. She wasn't doing it in a jerk way where she'd be like, no. She would just come back and go, by the way, I was looking that up. And I was like, turns out, you know, it's actually this. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool.
My problem with this isn't the fact-checking. That's fine. It's when you're having a conversation with somebody. The most recent example I have of this is we were talking about Portland because some comics had just come back from Bridgetown. And we were just talking about the city of Portland because I hate that city so much. I'm not going to go into that right now. But this dude joined the conversation and then was like, oh, man, I saw the funniest thing in Portland. Hold on, I took a picture of it. And then it took him forever to pull the picture up, and the conversation just stopped. And he held his hijack while he went through his pictures to find this picture. And people are fucking...
Was the payoff worth it?
No.
Of course not.
I don't even
it
remember. I cannot remember what the picture was. And it's this thing where people hold conversations hostage while they go through their phone to show you something.
Yeah, I got to prep. You know what I mean? But that's even a little weirder. Like, if you're just like, if you come up and go, hold on, here, I found it.
Instantly ready.
We're having a conversation about this. Everybody, is everybody on board?
Yeah.
Everybody on board? Did everybody see? Can everybody see? Did you see it in the back?
You could just let the conversation roll and get it ready.
Or also, I think you could use your words. You don't necessarily need visual aids. There's very, very rarely. Like that, whatever picture was taken.
I don't even remember.
If they had said, described how it was funny, you may remember that way more than you would. The photo is not necessarily the end all. You know, it's like comedy, like when people
most of the photos,
like the pieces of paper they bring up with them, and yeah, it's like, calm down.
Most of the photos they're showing you are bullshit anyways.
What's up?
Most of the photos that they're showing you aren't anything extraordinary anyways.
So just use it's just get acknowledgement. Better at talking
about this thing.
Photo.
Yeah.
Instead of showing the photo. But get better at showing the photo, too, because you're taking too long. Brian's got places to fucking
yeah,
you know?
Come on, man. I'd rather just...
I have dates to ruin. Ruined.
Come on, I have girls to creep out. Let's go.
Oh, they're actually women?
No, they're not.
Nope. I check IDs.
Gross, women?
Yuck. Straight riding and fucking dirty.
I love it. They go from you to Sean because Sean wants women, nothing but women now. Yeah.
No, I don't want anything. I've already said this a million times. My dick is collecting dust on a bureau in my room right now. It is retired. It is like an old trophy.
Okay.
For very... Okay. But like for
you do what you want with it. I don't know. It seems like it's coming out of the blue.
It's definitely, it's a little league trophy though. It's not. It's not like an Emmy.
Also, you don't have to like brag about how you don't dust. I mean, you can just like dust your place every now and then. Might get some use if you cleaned your apartment a little bit.
Bragging about dusting, not dusting. What do you dust?
I don't ever dust. Yes, I do. Because like here, it's I've never done it before, but because it's like. I keep my
this
window open here
so
all the time,
dusty,
and it is just fucking dirt just flies through my window on shit. And I've never in my life been like, oh, I need a Swiffer.
Yeah,
I know.
I finally need one and use it enough where like because I'll just touch something and be like, good fucking Lord, like how do you
this table? Because I'll have the fan set up in the window, and this will just be like it'll be a couple of days, and I'm
day.
I'm not gross. What the hell is happening right now? Why is it?
Why would you be responsible for the dust?
Because I'm like, why is this so dirty?
I'm not gross. Like as if you're just like fucking flaking all this fucking dust all over everything.
Like Pigpen. I just have a dust cloud
all
the time.
In one day, I had my fan in my window because like I try not to use the AC as much as possible because it's expensive. So I had in one day it had like an old man winter beard of dust.
Oh wow!
Just hanging off of it. Just one day. It's fucking nasty. Still there though because I don't dust, ladies. Ladies, you want a guy who doesn't dust?
And who will creep you
out
in some way, shape, or form in a date?
Fuck a beard of bees. I'm wearing a beard of dust. Trying to fuck. I got everything you need, but it hasn't been turned on in a long time, so it's kind of dusty. I apologize about that.
Gotta let it warm up.
You gotta let it warm up.
I gotta let my air conditioner warm up.
To prime my dick like an old lawnmower.
I can see one of your balls has that air hole that you have to like push that thing down like three times. I gotta mix the air and the fuel. Yeah. So
that's the prime. That's what I just said.
He's priming it. Yeah, he's priming it.
That's priming.
I know, but I was imagining instead of being on the dick, it was on the...
You've never done yard work, have you, rich kid?
Whoa. No, I've done a lot of yard work.
No, I know. I can see. I wouldn't have said that.
That's how I found out I was allergic to bees. It was like, my dad would just take me and my brother out and just like just the huge, like, I don't know where they keep getting all this grass, and just like take us out somewhere and be like, hey, you guys got to fix this for why? Because I know this old person and you got to do it for them. And I was like, okay. And they'd be like, Dad, there are bees in that bush. Or they'd be like, get it, you'll be fine. It's a bee sting. It's not going to bother. Just get around it. You know?
Yep.
And then that's always when I get stung and I found out like my entire arm swelled up.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, oh, wow.
To this day, my dad's still like, you're not allergic. I'm like, I've almost died twice. I got stung once in the arm. It looked like Zoidberg. And I got stung once in like the neck, the back of the neck. And like my shoulders like swelled up. So my arms were like picked out like a Stretch Armstrong for the rest of my fucking like week. And then as I was leaving Chicago, like literally driving my car to put it on the U-Haul to leave town to come to L.A., I had the window down a little bit. A yellow jacket flies in from the interstate. I don't even know what it's doing there. It's not, there's no flowers on the fucking interstate. Flies through the window, like lands right on my jugular. And I don't, all I do is just feel like something on my neck. I don't know what it is. So I just go like, I forgot, like maybe I ashed on my neck or something like that. That happens, I guess. And then like, then I feel this awful stinging and it turns out, like I was like, oh, fucking maybe it's a spider or whatever. And then I notice on my window, because the window was only down maybe like 2 or 3 inches, and like it's just sitting there, fucking yellow jacket. I was like, no, like, because I was happy it wasn't a bee, you know?
It was
a bite, not a sting, really.
Yeah.
And like, I rolled the window up and got it just in time and caught it by the wing.
It
was stuck by like one leg and a wing in the thing, and I kept it there until it died. I like let it die slowly. It was like, so I had to do a 4-day drive with my neck completely swollen and just like, because it still had a really
this
bad
is moving
reaction.
To LA?
Yeah, like literally the whole drive.
Why didn't you put some baking soda and you draw the sting
out? I was literally at the U-Haul place. So I had like, as I was getting to the U-Haul, I was like, yeah, you got the keys. Grabbing my neck. It looks like Face Off when John Malkovich got shot in the neck and he puts his finger in it. And it's just like, don't worry, you guys go, I'll be fine. Like, I stuck my finger in the hole and I was like, I'll drive this U-Haul. You guys don't worry about me. I just drove all the way over like, fuck this city. I hate it so. Not LA, we're like, Chicago, like, this is how you treat me on the way out. I lived here 10 years, never got stung. The one time I find a yellow jacket, it's on the interstate.
On
the way out. Dude, son of a bitch.
Every single person who moved to LA has a horrific story that happened on their way there or within a few days of getting here.
Well, that's like what happens when you cross the entire United States for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, this town is just does not welcome you.
Well, I mean, realistically, it's like, we're full. Like,
yeah. I think that's why people say... like, L.A. is awful, so people don't move here.
I don't know. I used to say that in Oakland, for sure.
I think some people actually believe it's awful, to be perfectly honest. It can be for a lot of people. I can see that. Because this city, is one of the, like, especially people that move out here, I think they're just used to a certain amount of attention that they get.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's from friends or whatever, like, from family. I don't give a shit where you got it. But some people are used to that. But here, you can literally just not go anywhere. And just go to work and go home and just enjoy the weather and all that shit. And no one will give a fuck.
Yeah.
No one's going to go, hey, where'd Brian go?
Right.
He hasn't been out in weeks. No one gives a shit.
Nope.
Everyone's already tried to do their own thing. You understand, we're drowning. Get the fuck out of here. I don't have time to come by and make sure you left the house today.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
If this scene is so large, this city is so large, it's so spread out, there's no way that I even could see you every single night if I wanted to.
Right.
Because I'm on the other side of fucking town. Like, it doesn't work. There's no public transit really enough to be able to get from place to place, and it's not built up enough to be able to be even close to people like that. So there's little small pockets that don't... If I don't see you, I just assume you're on another side of town.
Yeah.
I don't have time to worry about whether you were actually doing your best. Nobody cares. Get the fucking work. Like, that's...
Well, that's what happens when you have a city of narcissists living, like,
Everything here is, it's like,
I don't even think it's that.
The industry
itself
is
great, though. Everyone's
is
so like, attention starved. It's nice. That, you can kind of just give me like, hey, yeah, you want a little attention? Yeah? Yeah, you want a little attention? You insecure little bitch. Come here.
But if you think about it, like actors, comedians, musicians, like all of those people are seeking, like they're attention seeking jobs in, yeah, in themselves. And you have an entire city full of them where everybody's so consumed with their own shit. Like, fuck off. Like, I don't have time to care about making you feel better about your own self. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Like, it's...
I just remembered a really good friend of mine last night because I saw a comedian who had the same first name as him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit, I was really good friends with this dude. I haven't even thought about him in weeks. Where has he been? Is he alive? And then I texted him. He's fine. He's on the other side. He's on the other side of town.
That story. Story around seven. Like, all right. So I haven't seen this guy. Then I see this other guy. He's got the same name as the guy. Then I think I haven't seen this guy. I used to talk about it forever.
Yeah.
Then I texted him, and it was fine.
Yeah. Was like, why was that? Great payoff on that one. The great payoff.
The great payoff with Brian Vokey.
Sorry, I'm not running bits on the podcast.
Nobody is.
I just
typical woman.
The comics unleashed. Shit. No one's setting up here. What do you think of people setting up?
There's no way these are
bits. I wasn't accusing those of being bits. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm talking about what he's talking about.
I know. I'm not saying he is either. All I was saying is that's why the story didn't have a payoff. Is because it was just talking to you like a human. That's why. I'm not accusing anybody else of anything else.
The build-up is what made the no payoff funny.
I know.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
If you knew what you were doing, you wouldn't be so offended.
This is like sports announcers where they just have to talk. They,
yep,
to, you know, yeah, they did like an analysis on like how much they spent talking about what, and like they spent the most of their time doing laughing at their own jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually like, which I think
it's
has been pretty
similar
true for
to
our
this
podcast.
Yeah, this
today,
podcast,
right?
Today, yeah,
our podcast,
sorry,
but this podcast, I'm not.
That's fine.
I'm
you
not a
you could show up every
if
time.
You wanna, if you want to be third mic, you can.
We're not forcing you, man.
Call me killer, Mike.
What else you don't like?
What don't you like?
Everybody who thinks that their dog has something to do with their relationship or their pet.
Like, that is symbiotic.
Like, you gotta love dogs, or I hope you have a dog, or this is my cat.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about people buying animals to save a relationship, because I've seen that, too.
No, well, I mean, I get that, the all like, I'm training for a baby, mm-hmm, kind of thing, and it's like, well, I mean, you could probably just go regularly, if you could do regular exercise, you could take care of a pet, like... Yeah. Routine is what you need to be, like, not right, letting something die. You need to know, like, what are you going to kill it? Are you going to be like, well, I guess I'm not having a baby now? Like, if you actually, if anything bad happens to that dog, are you going to promise me you'll never have kids? If that's true, sure, take a test run. I hope that fucking thing dies on you, and then you go, it was too hard. I could never go through
right,
this again.
That's a rehab trick. Get a houseplant.
Yeah, that's
straight
what you're supposed
rehab
to do. It's like, once you get out, when you get sober,
straight
you got
out of rehab. It's a shell, like it was a fucking like album cover.
Plant, pet.
Straight out of rehab, it's a dead plant.
Yeah.
Just
no, that's the relapse.
Cigarette butts in the actual thing. Well, they taught you that in fucking rehab too. They said it was okay to smoke.
But yeah, you don't. So it's like, oh, you have to have an animal in order to be date worthy.
I don't need to. Yeah, yeah. But also, I just understand the I so like I don't know, I think I have more of a southern opinion of it. Like, uh-huh, like animals come and go. Like, you don't own,
yep,
them. They're just all around. And you go, hey, how's it going? You know, if you like it, if you give it food, if you like it, and if you like it, if you wanted to stay around, like,
yeah,
you know, like,
if
literally,
you, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
could just be pacing through town.
Yeah, yeah,
if you,
yeah, yeah,
if you,
yeah.
If you give it a fucking sandwich, it's going to come back. Like, you know, like, that's like, if I help you, mm-hmm, you're going to come back here. But if not, you'll keep moving. I get that.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't know where the fuck you came from.
Right.
I don't get new shots or a collar or any of that, no, kind of stuff. If I keep feeding you, you'll come back. And that's, if you don't, mm-hmm, great. I don't have, like, another one's going to be there in a week.
It's such
I'd
a natural
like,
relationship.
I don't feel the urge to
own. Yeah, it's
own.
Not slavery. It's not you're mine.
I just think I'm missing like that white gene to domesticate,
yeah,
things. Like that's, I think, because I think that's really our trait. Is
I
like,
think that's more of
domestication.
Like,
domesticate is like having to control something. Having
right
to be like, no, okay, like, you know, like that's why we were invented after shoes, and then like we came
right
back to mm-hmm be able to like an angry child to fucking to domesticate and prove that we can control anything now. Like it's
yeah
like, oh, I'm gonna make everything. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I don't know.
Right, the God complex.
I want to run a horse. I want to make all these horses do it. I fucking like they're from Europe, but they're not from America. They were brought over.
Right.
That's why the cowboys and Indians think it's bullshit. They didn't have fucking horses. Like we brought horses when we came over.
Yeah.
Like, because we domesticate them. We're like, I ain't forgetting my fucking horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent years learning how to breed this. Like, we're the one who made up eugenics to make all these fucking dog breeds and everything. When we're the corgis ourselves, we're the result of selective breeding, and we had to enact that on everything we possibly could from
then on. Which explains why you guys look so inbred.
We are inbred. That's the only way to get these recessive fucking traits. That's the thing. They did a 50-year study on foxes in Russia where they did, like, they bred only the aggressive ones and only the ones with the or the dominant traits, which is like the things you need to survive.
Yeah, the passive
ones. And all
the
passive traits. And they just did that for like 10 generations of foxes. Mm-hmm. And the ones at the end, the ones that they bred, the standard genetics that would actually survive in the wild that were more aggressive, had the same like dominant traits, they looked exactly the same as their ancestors.
And
the
genetically, ones, they looked similar as well.
Right. And then the other ones, the passive ones they kept breeding, were the ones that looked like came out in there, all fucking different colors, made no
cross-eyed
sense, different sizes. Well, like literally just every single weird
like
when your genetics are allowed to do whatever they want, not just for the idea like for Darwinism, like not just the idea of like I need this to survive, but like I do this because like blonde hair was done so that women could be recognized more when the men left for a long time raping and pillaging to be able to come back and like, oh, that's mine. That's the one I know. I got the yellow one. Like like blue eyes come back from the fucking Dead Sea. Like we know where that shit comes from. Like, and it was specifically, it was one fuck up that everyone goes, oh shit, that's nice.
That's like, nice. That looks different.
That's why we keep getting taller. Gladiators weren't even 5 foot tall. Like real Roman gladiators, any of us would go, fuck you.
Well,
you
yeah, they're
midget.
Italian.
Get out of here. I hate
they're
you.
They're Italian.
Yeah, you're going to fucking push me around. Oh, you're going to fight a lion. Look at you, little man. Like, that's the thing. We're always like making things. Like, we got Russell Crowe and shit. I'm like, nah, you need Danny DeVito in a fucking Coliseum. That's who a fucking gladiator
and that's more
was.
Of a fight. That's more of a fight, too.
Like, Napoleon was average height. Like, it's not a big, like, we have bred ourselves to be weird and tall and have all these different traits that we have fucking had, you know?
Yeah, in about 100 years.
I just want Danny DeVito in Gladiator, by the way. That's like a dream. Like, to see him do that, like, grab the dirt and rub the dirt in his hands before he gets ready for the fight.
What else don't you like?
I don't like it when people here in LA go, what else did I want to talk about tonight?
Oh, on stage?
Because it's like, it's really like, I have some people that go, well, that's the only place I can work out new material because blah, blah. Like, first off, there are some good mics here, so shut the fuck up about the whole, like, you can't work at a mic. There are ones. You've just been to some bad ones, and there are bad ones. There are the worst ones that I've ever seen in my entire life here.
Yep.
I have never seen worse comedy than in LA. However, I have also found places I can work.
Yep.
So it is no excuse to, when you get showcases, to go like, what was I going to talk about tonight? Maybe about how you don't ever have your shit together. And this is why you're never going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you treat like everybody that gives you an opportunity like shit. So when you come back down, ain't nobody going to catch you, motherfucker, because you are being mean now. So there's no reason to piss on this ladder when there are other people on it. Get the fuck out of here.
Spoke to my soul just now. You really did. I've gone on this exact same rant, dude. It's fucking bullshit. There is no reason. Even if you are working out material, there's no reason. If you're a comedian, you should have some fucking skill with your words.
You should have had some thoughts. You should have had some thoughts.
Even
before.
When I don't have thoughts,
just
I rarely have thoughts.
That.
I am
it's
a retarded
minutes.
Man.
It's
but
three
I
can, fucking
man.
Minutes.
I can fill up 3 minutes. I've never had a thought in my life. I don't really have any opinions. I'm a dumb man, but I know how to talk. And so even when I'm just riffing, I can fill up 3 minutes. Like, I don't have
riffing
a what
is
else.
Still working. That's what I'm saying. There's no what else, because you have fucking thoughts in your brain.
I know.
That's the whole point. You're supposed to go to an open mic and say your fucking thoughts that you thought of maybe before.
Maybe put a joke in there too. God damn.
There's not no stage time here, so I better squander what I get.
You know what this is?
Oh, look at this water falling through my fingers. Why can't I catch it all?
You know what I've noticed? The opposite side of that is, like, when I go back to the Bay Area, which is where I started comedy, is that they'll like, have, like, there's a couple open mics there at, like, Doc's Lab and stuff down there where there's full audience, and people don't do anything with their time because it's just an open mic to them. But it's like, dude, I've been in L.A., like, I would kill to go up in front of 30 people at an open
for
mic.
Sure.
Like, and so, like, I, like, fucking work hard when I go out there and do that. But like, people up there, they're just like, ah, it's just an open mic. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to fuck around. And it's like, so it, like, stunts your development.
I think
that
some
stunts
people
your development.
Say that, though, because they think it sounds cool when really they do have jokes they want to work on in their head. They just feel too embarrassed to sometimes go, well, okay, I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this.
They're too embarrassed to care.
Well, some people are actually trying to work on looking relaxed. And it's like, well, if you're working on it, it's probably not going to look relaxed. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to, the whole point is you have to let go of all of it and just follow your gut to actually be natural. You have to respond and react naturally.
Yeah.
You can't, and I think people sometimes just want to look cool, and I get that. You know, you're insecure. It's fine. You know, people are like, well, I'm just going to. I'm that make it up every time guy, and it's I mean, you maybe you make up how you say it different every single time. It's more of like a freestyle rappers write their stuff in advance. They just don't know which ones they're gonna pull out and which ones are most applied and how they might make up phrases that go in between it. But they do have written material
for sure
that they are doing in a freestyle. It's not completely off the dome, despite disclaimers. It's not like that. The same way when you're doing Stanley, you're a jazz comedian. That's fine, but you're not making it up as you go. Like, you're just.
It's not that you've never played those notes in that series before.
There's about five LPs that have Lenny Bruce's marijuana routine on it that are almost exactly the same in all five LPs.
Yep.
Different shows.
We just didn't know like what the tower was going to look like, but you're using the same blocks. Like, you knew which blocks you were going to use to try to make it. Like, you just didn't know how you were going to put them together.
Yeah.
But I do think when you have, that's the other side. Like, because people always talk about how there's not enough stage time in LA and you can't develop here. But I think you can develop here. And I think that people in their hometown sometimes can get too used to having a captivated crowd and not use it wisely and appreciate it.
Right. Oh, yeah. We'd rather argue about, like, who, you know, that's the best thing about moving here is, like, well, first off, I think you can develop.
Absolutely.
I very purposely was, like, waiting this 6 months building a new set here, waiting until I could feel creative here before I started bothering everybody for shows, so that way I wasn't like leaning on friends too early and then not having any delivery for it. Like, I wanted to make sure that I had something new for the opportunity to respect the opportunity that you were giving me. And then to prove to myself, I'm going to perform in my best space when I'm mentally able to feel creative, which I spent the last 6 months just trying to find all the mics that would make like a lifestyle where I can actually write and actually enjoy what I'm fucking doing instead of like hating why I'm out here. You know, like, it's like when people go like, I want the results of this diet. I want the results of this. Where I want the, like, it's not going to come for a while. Do your work and make sure you're just happy with what you're doing. And then eventually everything will line up if you're really keep at it every fucking day. Stop demanding everything all the fucking time. But it's like now it feels so much better to know that, like, I didn't take advantage of any of the nearly of the opportunities I had in Chicago when I had them.
Right.
And people would argue over, like, oh, you know, like, this person got this and that person got that. Like, here, you're like, I didn't even know that was a credit.
Yeah.
Like, I made it up.
Well, yeah.
Like, people literally a TV show could start tomorrow and everyone, someone will show up and be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm on the Badamba Damba show. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Right on.
Don't give a shit. I don't care what any of you guys are on. You all, I hope you all get everything. I hope you make up new shit and it's all fantastic. and you're a writer for it, and then you do this for it, and you do stand up on it, and then you go out and
because all of that shit is fleeting anyway, so none of it really matters in the end.
Well, yeah, because also, first off, they're already, no matter what they are, they're pre-established norms for success, which means you have a normal career, which means you're not doing anything new or interesting. Just shut up. You're not actually making groundbreaking.
Well, and that's why none of those things. That's
if you have something that's already that was mainstream in the first place, like, mainstream verification rarely comes to something when it needs to come. It comes after it's already been done. It comes when it's already safe, when it can be marketed to people at midnight in Oklahoma. Like, it needs to be. Like, it's already past it. By the time people already know about it, it's too late.
The clash.
But that's why none of that shit matters as much as it used to. Like, just like late night spots, you know, doing the Tonight Show, all of that shit, none of that matters as much as it used to, because it's not like everybody has it.
Realistically, it would help, because, like, that's the only reason why I'm here, is to be able to get more credits, to be able to go back on the road and
make
more money.
But that's what I'm saying. It used to be you needed a credit instead of now you need a ton of credits.
Well, the problem is what is it going to take to get somebody? So the point of these credits is not. I think the problem is, like, comics do it, and they think in their head, like, that means that you're good, and that's not exactly what that means.
No,
fine, calm down. But what it actually means is that you are capable of getting someone outside of their house when you say you're in whatever city.
Right.
That's what actually matters, and that's the only point of a credit, in my personal opinion, is the ability to get some asshole to leave their house and buy a ticket to see me. Like, I'll make it worth your while, I promise. Just get out of that. What do I got to tell you? Was it Comedy Central? Do you need the Bob and Tom show? I don't know what you need, but I want you out of your house to watch. I like it's That's what I like. I want. I don't give a shit what the credit is. Right. I don't care if someone's like, it's on MTV. That's not a comedy network. I don't care.
Yeah,
no.
It has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
That's actually one
I'm
credit.
I'm still mad at not playing music. What is wrong with that? Now you want me to care about your comedy on it? Oh, it's a prank show? Good job.
That's one.
True TV,
that's one credit
say?
I pay attention to, man. If somebody has their only credit is MTV, I assume they suck. I'm dead serious. And I'm wrong. I've been wrong.
Yeah.
I've been wrong before. But usually I'm right.
And at the same time, there are a lot of great people that have a lot of these credits. There are a lot of bad people that have these credits and everything. Like, it doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. It's not defining.
I'm not trying to like hate on everybody that does have them. Like,
that's not
God
the point.
Bless. I'm actually, if anything, jealous that you can get like some idiot out of their house in the middle of nowhere and make those shows. I want that too. So I'm not hating on you for having it because I'm specifically trying to go the same route.
Yeah,
but the problem is they're not a verification of skill. They're a tool for marketing, and that's what that need to be recognized as, not a value of worth or a standard of worth, but a standard of purchase price, I guess.
Standard of
how many
price.
Chicken tenders can you move in Columbus, Ohio?
How many chicken
six is all I can move.
Six chicken tenders, six plates of chicken tenders, or six individual tenders.
I don't know how many all of them did, but six.
Yeah, see,
six an order. For
I'm
six
at the
people.
Point where I can't. I buy chicken tenders. that's how
you
much I'm worth. That's how much I'm worth. I go to your club.
Well, wait, what else are you gonna do? What do you mean you buy chicken?
I'll
of course,
go,
you buy chicken tenders. Like, what is someone you can't grow chicken tenders?
No. What we're saying is
like you drawing people, and the purpose of them for at a comedy club would be for them to buy drinks and food.
Our job ultimately is to move drinks and chicken tenders.
Oh, I can move drinks. I can't move tenders.
See, I think I'm more of a tender guy.
If you buy a fucking tender during my show, get that fucking food out of your mouth. You got to be laughing. You got to use that mouth for laughing. Drink. Get drunk.
That's why a lot of people think the Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin is one of the best ones. They don't serve food. It's all booze. So there's no masticating during that show.
I just make fun of everybody in the audience who's eating. If you're eating, I'm going to ask you how the fucking food is. And I'm like, no, I'm going to try to make you spit it out. Like, I'm going to make fun of your choice to everybody. Like, mm-hmm. We're going to get in on it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to keep coming back to you occasionally the second you're in the middle of a bite. And I'm going to keep going like, and just point out how it's unfunctional. And I want you to be paranoid every time you pick up that fucking wing. You're going to go like, is it going to call me out? And they're going to go, yeah, I am. Every single time. Put it down. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I love that you talk to an audience how you would talk to a horse, but you're too scared to talk to a horse.
Yeah. I know I can take out an audience member, probably. I can't take out a horse.
Yeah, that audience member can't kick a dent in
your head.
Not
fucking Mongo. I can't, like, punch a horse in the face.
Mongo, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Nice. Blazing Saddles. Oh, that's beautiful. Mongo. Wait, Sean, he was a wrestler, I think.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he was.
He was.
Sean, why don't you tell everybody about you, where to find you?
You can find me under the moonlight. my name is Sean White, and you can find me on Twitter at
Sean. By the way,
Sean
he's not the
White
professional
comedy.
Athlete.
You got to tell him. Got to tell us this is not a video. You know, so they gotta know. He doesn't look like an athlete. He isn't an athlete, and he never was an athlete.
Who's the athlete?
First off, thank you. That is the prevailing attitude now, and I'm getting happier and happier as time goes
by.
Because here's the thing, there's Sean White, the snowboarder, who's an Olympic
snowboarder. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he did that a few times, and now he's already done. He wasn't in the last Olympics, he did fourth place, and then he's not going to be in the next ones, and blah, 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 and he's done. He's retired. And so it's fine. He's been sued by a drummer in his band for sexual assault or sexual harassment. He's full of shit. He's great. I'm glad that he's fucking finally done.
Yeah.
And I've never been too worried about people who know a lot of Olympic and X game knowledge come at me. So it's fine. Like, I usually feel like I can beat someone who, you know, drinks a lot of Mountain Dew for the most part. Then there's Sean White was the quarterback last year for Auburn. But then he got hurt. So, like, you know, God bless. Yeah. Like, I'm so happy. Like, because if he had like a fucking NFL career and I had to worry about that shit too,
I would know
like,
who that is.
That's a very athletic name you got there. Shut up. I'm trying to like, you know, like, because like this thing, like this career, I can do this still. I'm like, you know, 90. They can't fucking do that shit. Well, I mean, I'm not going to make it to 90, but like, I'm trying everything I can to die now. But it's like, I can, when you have like these athletes, they can't do it for too long and people are still like, snowboarder.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Why the fuck do you? Why would you want to see the snowboarder? Or why do
they
you,
would? If Shaun White wanted headline clubs, I don't even know who he is, but I bet he would fucking headline any club.
He'd
he
sell out
right
like
now.
A Tuesday for
he
sure.
He did like an SNL sketch with Justin Timberlake one time, and yeah. Like so, like for a long time when you before like I had like any albums or any stuff or anything that like worth googling, I suppose. They whenever I put like my name plus comedy, it always just came up with that SNL Ooh. Sketch, and I was always, like, it took it's I've been fighting for years and years and years. The past 10, 11 years to try to get my name over his in Google results because I spell mine differently. So, and it used to say, did you mean S-H-A-U-N?
Oh, of course like, the snowboarder has an
no,
H in there.
No, I know how to spell my own fucking name, Google.
You son of a bitch. This is the Celtic spelling. How dare you fucking rub this American goddamn bastardization in my face. It's fucking, there's a history. It's fucking, it's supposed to be John from the Bible, but they said it with a weird accent. And then the Catholics were like, well, fuck you. It's a different name. And that's the same way Juan came about, was literally Catholics going, not good enough.
How dare you bastardize my bastardization?
Exactly. Like, and so that's
double
like,
bastard.
Like, I named my kid after the guy from your book. And it's like, what's your name? His name's Sean. And they're like, what do you mean, John? Ooh. They're like, Sean, yeah. They're like, John.
You know, with Jesus. John, you mean John. Yahweh?
Who's on first? Eventually, like, they were like, no, you didn't fucking say it right. It doesn't count. And it's like, okay, you get a different one.
Sure.
So at Shaun White
Comedy. That's a great plug, by the way.
At Shaun White Comedy for Twitter. And then
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N. Yeah, that's what we just covered. And Facebook.com/Shaun White Comedy. ShaunWhiteComedy.com for website.
Also buy his album.
Buy first and second album, please.
he gets paid for both of them.
Dead and Gone. AV Club's number one of the year 2015 and AXS Best Track of 2015. And I need it. I need the money. Pretty bad, please. And then there's Angry and Alone, which I just released less than a month ago. Available at AST Records, Target, Amazon, Best Buy, iTunes, all that shit. But don't go iTunes because they... I purposely tell you not to go iTunes because they take more money than any other carrier. It's insane. Like, and for the idea of like, well, I was number one on iTunes, really? Because, you know, they won't release the algorithm that actually shows what is number one on iTunes.
Yeah.
So it's not actually based on sales. Just so we're clear. You didn't sell the most. You aren't. Don't have the best.
I'm really
album
glad
right
to
now.
Hear that because like, I've heard some bullshit about
it. Is,
yeah,
it's
okay.
completely completely fake bullshit. It's almost as if they wanted someone to be able to pay to be number one for a while. That's
what?
If it left itself open to corruption. And frankly, a place that takes more from artists than any other business in the entire world. It's so weird that people are always like, I'm an artist with my MacBook. It's like, you understand, first off, they got they were sued like just last year for a lack of diversity in there. They like two non-white people and their entire like 100 like executives. And then, like, on top of that, they're just a shitty fucking company. And everyone just goes, there, they did the hippest thing around. Oh, boy. I got my MacBook writing my script. Really? You are supporting the death of your own fucking... You know what they did to writers? Like, you writing on your laptop? You know what they did when they fucking released, like, when the Kindle came out and they decided to fight back with the iPad? They took more than everybody else and grabbed it by the balls and said, I'm taking out your money, publishers, to the point where books weren't being released because there's no way you could make money as an artist releasing a book on an iPad. Like, they demand so much more than everyone else take it before everybody else, before your publisher, before your manager, before everybody. They get, like, almost half. Like, that's insane.
Wow.
I would I would rather you just leave Spotify on repeat overnight than ever spend a dollar with fucking Apple, who's just going to release a new computer that needs all sorts of dongles to be able to work. And it's like, oh, good, I got to buy a new Their new computers don't even have a USB port.
I know,
and
dude,
they're
that's
trying
so
to say
fucked.
That's cool. Fuck you. That's not a product that anyone can use. I'm sorry. Anyways, at Shaun White Comedy. but yeah, also they're both available on Spotify if you just want to listen to them. I would rather you listen to it than care about the money, to be perfectly honest. But those do cover. You know, I do get that money eventually. So every quarter.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your $9.99 that I'll be getting $4.99 of after expenses and after another quarter.
In 4 months.
Is that on vinyl as well?
No. I'm not that popular. You have to get vinyl made, you have to make so many of them as a minimum order.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, it's just, I'd have to carry them all around when selling them at shows.
Oh,
so
I can't. Dude, I'm doing it. When I do my album, I'm doing vinyl for sure.
No, see, there's just, I physically want to be able to take them on planes to be able to sell at shows. that's the whole point. They're merch for me for the most part. Yeah. Like it helps me move past to make a new set of jokes. Like it forces me to be more creative, but also I make, you know, you double your money with merchandise that is selling at shows, and CDs are just easy to carry. Vinyl, if anybody's ever carried a few milk crates to those, oh, and yeah, moving, fucking heavy as shit. Like you might as well have, like, write a book. What is wrong with you?
Well, you should just have download, because that's the thing is, like, CDs are going out anyway, so you should just have download cards.
Yeah, you just have download codes in the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to. You still have to carry the vinyl. Like
you can still do it without the vinyl. My point is, you can have nothing tangible.
You just bring how much you need
tangible
for the weekend. Yeah. Well, you don't need to bring all 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many you're selling. Yeah, it's.
I know you're not selling 1,000 CDs, my friend.
Or one vinyl. No, actually, what I did one time, I did like a pay what you can at this one show in Buffalo, New York, and I one, like, literally, like, some people were, like, paying in pennies, and I was about to be like, oh, and, like, because there was
just
somebody else running the booth.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are abusing this. That's fine. Because I wasn't the one running it. Like, there was somebody else doing the running the merch table, and I thought it'd be neat to do the pay as you can. I moved a lot of CDs that day. Oh, boy.
Right.
Did not make a whole lot of money.
$7. 23 CDs.
Well, when you do it, when you're actually running the booth yourself, and you're, like, looking him in the eye and go, like, good, fucking drop the pennies and look me in the eye.
Yeah.
I fucking dare you. Like, yeah. Because I have to physically hand this to you. When you have just, like, somebody out with a bowl saying, you put the money in, you take it, then, you know, like, it's... There's no guilt applied to it.
Yep.
And I at least want to be able to stare you down or at least remember what you look like.
Well, thanks for coming on, Sean.
Dead and gone and angry and alone.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, bye.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.